Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on SSD for the enterprise. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is EMLC? Over to you, Chris.
Okay, so let's just deal with EMLC as an acronym and what it means. E stands for enterprise and MLC stands for multi-level cell. Now, this is a type of solid-state device where an individual cell of memory is used to store more than one bit of information. You can compare that to SLC, which is single-level cell, where a single piece of information is stored in a single cell. The difference between the two is MLC is much cheaper to make compared to SLC, and consequently, you can imagine that people want to try and use MLC where they can because SLC per gigabyte is a lot more expensive to deploy. However, there's a major difference between the two. MLC is much less reliable than SLC, and it's due to the way that the actual technology works. And one of the features that affects that is the fact that you're trying to store multiple bit values into a single cell, and that has an impact on the quality of those cells. Now, the ePath comes in because we're now getting devices which are being classed as enterprise, where manufacturers are making changes to those devices to improve the quality, improve the lifetime, and get them to a position where they can be classed as being good enough to use in the enterprise.
Thanks, Chris. Next question is, what other improvements are vendors making to make state storage more reliable for the enterprise?
Right, so there are a whole host of features that are being added to these devices, and let's just go through a few of them. The first one, which is quite an interesting one, is known as wear leveling. If you imagine a solid-state device isn't written to an even fashion, if you've got an area of a file or a block of data on that particular device that's continually being hit by the host, then that particular section is going to wear out quicker. So one of the features that gets used is called wear leveling. And what that does is that dynamically relocates blocks to other parts of the solid-state device in order to make sure that the write activity is consistent across the whole unit. And it means you get a more consistent lifetime for that device. It lasts longer because you're writing across the whole device. So that's wear leveling. Another thing you can do is called bad block mapping. This is where you, instead of, if you do have an area that fails on a particular SSD, you can remap that bad block to another spare area that you've over-provisioned in the actual SSD itself. And that is now where you rewrite those blocks of data. So effectively, you're giving yourself some extra capacity, and if any blocks fail, you can remap those bad blocks to this extra space. Another technique is just to do improved error correction. So as we're reading and writing from these devices and we see bit errors, the calculation that's done, the ECC calculation that you would normally expect it to be done in memory, is done on SSD as well, and that helps to prolong the life a bit further. One other feature that I think we should talk about as well is something called write amplification. Now, when you write to an SSD, one of the problems you have is if you're storing multiple bits in the same single cell, then you may have to read that cell in order to get that data out, change the bit that you're setting, and then write that data again. Effectively, what you're doing is you're writing more data to the SSD physically than you're actually writing from the host, and that's simply because of the way that data is stored. Write amplification is just a way of caching that data up so that when you do write to disk, you're writing in a more consistent fashion, so you're not overwriting and you're doing less I/O to the physical SSD. Again, it's all about trying to reduce the amount of writing you're doing to the device in order to improve its lifetime. And those are a handful of typical features that vendors are putting into their technology. But, of course, we're always seeing new things come along, and I'm sure we'll see more developments, and there are a number of proprietary developments vendors are putting into their technology that we're already seeing today.
Thanks, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.